somebody on your bone. You're gonna need somebody on your bone when it's a late in the midnight hour. Death comes sneaking round your door. You're gonna need somebody on your bone. When I was a gambler, nobody would go my bones. Fell on my knees and began to pray that Jesus would go my bone. You're gonna need somebody on your bone. You're gonna need somebody on your bone when it's late in the midnight hour and death comes sneaking round your door. You're gonna need somebody on your bone.
Welcome along to Gospel for Grampian, and we've got Lens Honeyman, who's joined us on the Gospel for Grampian sofa. Hello, Lens.
Hi, Rob. Pleasure.
It's great to have you here, and this is all part of the Sightline Festival. You come here tonight with your own brand of music. Would you, and of course, Lens, you're not a stranger to Gospel for Grampian, because you present regularly the Gospel Blues Train.
The Gospel Blues Train, yeah, that goes out on Mondays and Fridays, I think, as well.
And Saturdays.
And Saturdays, too. That's right, yeah.
Well, it's great to have you along here. Could you tell people about what you're doing right now? What your brand, is it still the blues that you're presenting? Or
yeah, on the Gospel Blues Train, it's definitely the blues that we're playing.
But here, because you've got here, banjos and all sorts
right.
of other
well,
things.
That's right. Well, yeah, I suppose it's what we
ukulele
call blues-tinged music. So it's definitely got its roots in the blues, but what more in what we call the gospel blues, which is blues orientated but with the gospel message. And these cover an all manner of things like spirituals and old traditional songs, but I do some of my own songs as well to sort of throw a few curveballs in there.
So how many songs have you written?
Oh gosh, that's a really hard question. I tell you something, I've written more in the last 3 years than I've ever written in my whole life, because I joined a songwriting collective online called Tunesmiths, and the challenge is that once a month in a different genre we have to write a piece, and that's quite difficult, quite nerve-wracking, but I found that extremely fulfilling. So in the last 3 years I've certainly written 36 there.
That's impressive, that's very impressive. And then of course you encourage each other as well.
That's right, yeah, and it's good from that point of view. You do pick up even though we've never met each other, you do, when you're collaborating, you still pick up, you know, hints and tips from people, you know.
Okay, so do you then perform your music with each other, kind of over online?
No, we don't. No, we do our separate tracks, but, you know, some of those songs that I do find their way into, you know, my live sets, and some of them I'll be doing tonight as well, so that's...
Oh, that's great. So what's your favourite song out of all the ones you've written?
Out of all the ones I've written, oh gosh, that's a really hard question. I'll tell you what, the one I get requested for most is a song that lasts about a minute and 10 seconds, and it's called All the Girls Are Orange Today, and I wrote it because my teenage daughter at the time, she was experimenting with fake tan, so I thought, you know, everywhere you looked, all the girls seemed orange. You know, if you went on the bus, they were the same colour of orange. But I tried to put in a sort of moral point into that song to say, look, you know, you don't need to look that way. You look natural. You look beautiful when you're natural as well. So that's the one that seems to be requested most. In terms of my own personal favourite, you know, it's hard to choose. It's like choosing one of your favourite children. Hard to say. It changes from day to day, really.
Okay, so what songs are you going to be singing tonight to give people an idea of what's coming up?
Okay, well, I'm kicking off with a song which ties in with the Gospel Blues Train. It's a song called This Train, which is classed as a traditional, which, in other words, nobody knows who wrote it. But the great thing about the Gospel Blues is that they get passed from generation to generation. And so I've referenced a guy, an old guitarist called Big Bill Brunsey, who was a legend, you know, he was an amazing guitarist. So I've referenced his version of This Train, and it talks about the train in blues music is a sort of mainstay. It's a, you know, people use it as a means of communicating hope, and This Train song does exactly that.
Okay, now coming on to trains, how long have you been presenting Gospel Blues Train, and you explained the significance of the train, but...
Yeah, I've been presenting the Gospel Blues Train since June 2014. So we started out on Revival FM, and then you guys took some of the episodes, and then Cross Rhythms Radio have now got it, and Calib Radio, which is Lanarkshire based. So mm-hmm. It goes out on four different stations, and you know, it's an amazing thing for me, because I feel like a child in a sweet shop, really, because
yes.
You know, this is the music I love, and I never really seeked to do a radio show, but I got invited into Revival FM to do a session, maybe about six songs, and whilst I was there, they said, we're looking for somebody to do a blues show, would you do it? And I went, let me think about it, and I had thought about it, you know, it was a no-brainer. Love
yeah.
it.
That's really, really good. Where are you seeing the future for not only blues music, but more for where you're going to go in the future?
Well, that's a good question. We've been doing quite a lot of house concerts recently, which basically it does what it says on the tin. We go into people's houses, invited, obviously, and we don't just turn up, and we do bona fide concerts. They're really informal, and they're completely acoustic. So I see smaller venues as being the way forward. They're much easier to work with, and you get a nicer buzz out of them. So if any listeners out there are looking to have a concert in their home, we'd certainly be up for it. And in fact, our new album, it's called House Music, and it was completely recorded in people's living rooms.
Wow.
So that's out at the moment.
That's really good. So how do we get hold of that?
Well,
people like what they hear. And...
Yeah, the easiest way to get hold of it, and it's CD only, so but you can go to my website, which is lynshoneyman.com, and on the front page you'll see a link to the album House Music. And there's also a tab that tells you about house concerts and how you can have them in your place. They're great fun. Great fun.
It sounds great. Now, as a last question, what would you say to get people involved in music? Because you've obviously taken a great pleasure in that. And it's probably not just the music, but you've got the rhythms of the music, and you've also got the poetry of the words that are involved.
Yeah, my advice is just, no matter what stage you are as a musician, as a singer, a guitarist, piano player, whatever you do, just play, and try to find somebody, not necessarily who is better than you, it could be somebody who's at the same level, and you'll be amazed at what you can teach that person and what that person will teach you. And it's just about getting involved. Don't be scared. I mean, today, now we've got things like SoundCloud and Bandcamp and all these sort of platforms, it's easier than ever to get some of your songs out, and you'll get a reaction. So people will tell you what they think, and that's the only way you're going to grow as a songwriter, or as a singer, or as a performer. Just do it, see what happens, make mistakes, and learn from them, and just enjoy it.
Excellent. Finally, could you just give people your website again so that people can get in touch?
Of course, yeah. It's linshoneyman.com. That's linshoneyman.com. And you'll find all you need there. And obviously, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter as well.
Excellent. Thank you, Lins. And we're looking forward to your concert.
Thank you, Rob.
Lord's my shepherd, I'll not know.